Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the UK's most industrious, most hardworking daily podcast channel. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for your continued support. A big shout out to all my patrons. If you haven't become a patron of the channel, the link's below. You know what to do. You know it's the right thing. For less than a cup of coffee in the month, you help support and keep the wheels on this beast as we rock and roll through 2022. Right. It's all coming down to Boris Johnson's word versus Dominic Cummings' word. Now, this is in the wake of the latest twist to the whole Partygate saga, where the Prime Minister's former chief advisor makes it clear that Boris Johnson knew that he was at a drinks party because he was told it was a drinks party and it actually was a drinks party. This is written in his Substack. Cummings added further details about his account of the discussions leading up to the party on the 20th of May. And he makes the very serious allegation that, quote, the Prime Minister lied to Parliament about parties. The former advisor wrote that that day, the 20th of May 2020, was a particularly intense shambles of a day. He alleged that Mr. Johnson's private secretary, Martin Reynolds, had sent out the email, which we've all seen the email, inviting 100 staff to socially distanced drinks in the number 10 garden. But a very senior official replied by email saying the invite broke the rules. So what happened was Martin Reynolds went to the official's office where they discussed it. And at that point, the Reynolds declined to withdraw the invite. I told the PPS the invite broke the rules. So it's pretty clear that Martin Reynolds, the guy who issued the invite to bring your own bottle party, knew he was in breach of the rules. So after discussing it, Cummings claimed that Reynolds said he checked with the Prime Minister if he's happy for it to go ahead. And he added, I am sure he did check with the PM. So the only way Boris gets out of this one is if he turns around and flatly denies that Martin Reynolds had checked with him. But then, of course, Cummings puts the knife in a bit deeper when he says he challenged Mr. Johnson himself. I said to the Prime Minister something like, Martin's invited the building to a drinks party. This is what I'm talking about. You've got to get a grip on this madhouse. But he said the Prime Minister waved it aside. And there were witnesses to this. So if this is true, then Boris Johnson knew that the party was a party. He knew it broke the rules. He was challenged on it and he let it go ahead. And now what he's doing is, given the hole that he finds himself in, he's denying he even knew it was a party. But he apologized for being at a party that he didn't know was a party. I mean, this frankly doesn't have legs. However, of course, naturally, on comes the Deputy Prime Minister, Dominic Raab. Wonder what dirt they've got in Dominic Raab, who told BBC that the Prime Minister had been clear Mr. Cummings' account was not true, adding that he had acted in good faith, this is Johnson, and previously expressed contrition and has apologised in front of the whole House of Commons for some of the practices went on in Downing Street. Mr. Raab conceded that the account from Mr. Cummings and the Prime Minister cannot be reconciled. In other words, one of them's lying. I wonder who it could be. But he refused to speculate further until Sue Gray's investigation was still ongoing. Well, we know this investigation by top civil servant Sue Gray is far from impartial and politically potentially capable of providing cover. No doubt someone will get a slap on it, but I don't think it. And it may even be the Prime Minister, but it won't be the slap that he deserves, which is a knockout punch, basically. So there you have it, folks. You've got Big Dom, Dominic Cummings, coming out and making it explicitly clear that he's prepared under oath to repeat his allegations about what Boris Johnson did. And I think it is potentially very damning, this one. And I see some conservative people saying, oh, no, look, yes, Boris is a bit of a rogue. He's a bit of a rapscallion, that one. But look, we've got to cut him a bit of slack. I mean, at the end of the day, he's better than Sir Keir Starmer. No, sorry, that's not the choice that we have. We have to look at things in the individuality of the issue. Boris Johnson has been a disaster as a prime minister, certainly since basically January, actually, 2020, when he agreed the Northern Ireland Protocol over Brexit. That was a disgraceful decision by Johnson. And then obviously everything he's done since March 2020 has been disastrous. And he's lied about it. And he was behaving in one way privately with his goons in Downing Street, whilst sure telling the company in the most serious word language that, look, you've got to obey the rules. This is for your own good, folks. You don't drink. But meanwhile, we're having a party. So I don't think Johnson has any credibility in this one here. They're obviously running an operation to try and buy him time to see if the heat will go away. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case or not. Certainly Dominic Cummings, it seems to me, he knows where the bodies are buried, metaphorically speaking, in the political world. And he is out to bring his boss down. Now, you might say, well, that seems, you know, that's somewhat improper. Why should a prime minister be brought down by a former employee? Well, the answer is that's just the way the world works, folks. People, have their vendettas and people seek their revenge. And Cummings himself is not someone who's been noted for always being honest, in particular with regard to his visit to Barnard Castle, which we shouldn't forget either. But on the whole, I'm inclined to believe Dominic Cummings in this one, and I just think it's further evidence that Boris Johnson simply can't be trusted. I won't trust whoever succeeds him. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, but I just think on the individual case, did Boris Johnson lie to Parliament? It seems that he did. He knew it was a party. He knew there were other parties going on. Let's just be honest on this one. And he did do nothing to stop them. So can he stay in Downing Street is the question. Leave the thought with you, folks. Catch you later on.